I am blogging daily from Pride House at OutQ News. That's the Sirius OutQ gay channel. Their website is at www.outqnews.wordpress.com. There's tons of photos of Pride House there. The Queer FM blog is queerfm.blog.ca, and I promise I'll post some stuff just for us there as well. And do join the Queer FM Facebook group, and if I remember, I will tell you what's coming up on the show before it happens. I will be back next week with more stuff on the Olympics and all kinds of other stuff, too. And I don't want you to think that I've suddenly, like, dropped all cynicism of the Olympics and turned into a complete cheerleader. It's not true. I still resent the amount of money being spent on these things. And with that in mind, I think I will close the show with this is Jeff Berner's Olympic theme. It's called The Dead Children Were Worth It on CITR. I do believe that this contains some swearing, so if that offends you, turn off your radio now. And stay tuned for MBOT. No, MBOT's not here. SBOT's here. Who's the other robot?
I'm Solo. I just have backup.
Oh, you're... SBOT is all by himself. A solo robot doing all awesome in your ear tonight. So stay tuned for that and have a fabulous night.
British Columbia is super proud to sing this welcome song. For these wonderful Winter Olympic Games we've awaited for so long. All you terrific foreign visitors, we're so glad that you are here for our $8 billion two-week party that we're putting on this year. Of course, the credit goes to the government when they approve the $8 billion. They cost cut out the office that investigates children's deaths. And the dead, dead children were worth it. The dead, dead children were worth it. The dead, dead children were worth it. The Vancouver Whistler Olympic Games. In a suburban warehouse somewhere sits all 700 files. Frankly, we still have no idea how any of them died. So let's sing a song of welcoming, but first give thanks and shout hooray for those sad little lifeless bodies who got us here today. Oh, the dead, dead children were worth it. The dead, dead children were worth it. The dead, dead children were worth it. The Vancouver Whistler Olympic Games. We're having such a lovely time. We've forgotten all their names. But the weather's getting warmer as we play our little games. And as we sing our anthem one more time, perhaps the cameras will show the little babies' corpses rising up from the melting snow. Singing the dead, dead children were worth it. Dead, dead children were worth it. Dead, dead children were worth it. The Vancouver Whistler Olympic Games. Everybody! The dead, dead children were worth it.
Initializing transmission.
Confirmed.
MBOT and
SBOT present. all awesome in your ears.
Good evening, everyone. You are listening to All Awesome in Your Ears on CITR 101.9 FM. Wow, that doesn't sound so good by yourself. Sounds much better with somebody joining in, but nonetheless,
you
want to do it again?
Give me a microphone.
You want to mic three?
Here we go. Sorry to squeak in your ears. Okay.
You want to do it? Ready?
Sure.
One, two, three.
All awesome in your ears.
Yay!
Hannah. Yay. Oh, yes. Sounds so much better. Thank you very much, Heather.
My pleasure.
I'm a solo bot this evening. MBot is currently out of province, unfortunately, so I am, I'm on my own tonight. But I'll see how it goes. I'm not totally on my own, actually. I do have a guest in house. Eltron, my girlfriend, is here for moral support. Do you want to say hi? You can scream hi.
Hi.
That was her. This is transmission number 39. There's no theme. Typically, I feel like I'm bad at making up themes on my own. It'd seem wrong to come up with a theme on my own without MBot. So. This is just solo S-Bot plays music for the evening. And really, it's just going to be new stuff I've been listening to with maybe a Valentine's treat at the end. So I'm going to kick it off with a new track by Frog Eyes. This is from his upcoming album, Paul's Tomb, A Triumph, which isn't out until April. This track just got released. But it's his first for Dead Oceans, the label. He's been on Absolutely Kosher for ages, it seems like. All the albums that I know that he's recorded have been off that label, including his last album, Tears of the Valedictorian, which came out in 2007, which was a sprawling masterpiece of an album. Definitely one of my favorites. And this is his first for Dead Oceans, and it sounds really good. So let's hear it. This is Frog Eyes with A Flower in a Glove.
Don't know. your white light, a night that is past. As passing records evolve, the little record keeper's fear. Dear Mary Ann, bastard of light, I swept your black span. I swept into the currents of the river, of the river. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. That was just Frog Eyes. Hopefully that was just Frog Eyes. I noticed the light was just blinking on the board here, but that was just Frog Eyes with A Flower in the Glove, or in a Glove, sorry, from his upcoming album Paul's Tomb, A Triumph, which is out at the end of April on Dead Oceans. All right, up next, it'll be two tracks. Well, it'll be two track sets. The first one will be by a brand new band. I really know very little about them. I just heard them the other day. They're called Wild Nothing. It's essentially like a lo-fi project by a guy named Jack Tatum. And it sounds remarkably like something off of Slumberland Records in terms of kind of a Pains of Being Pure at Heart sounding throwback to new wave bands, and certainly My Bloody Valentine, and there's some Cure riffs in here as well. The track is called Summer Holiday, from the album Gemini, which won't be out until May this year. And following that will be A Small Black. We've actually played Small Black on the show before. In fact, I think we played Small Black on the last solo show. That was just me. And this is from the same EP, but I only recently heard it. It's called Bad Lover. It's from the Small Black EP, which came out late last year on Cast Club, which I think is, I'm not sure whether it's a legit label or whether it's his own that he's using to release these albums. But I mention it because Small Black will be playing the Media Club this March. They're playing March 30th with Washed Out, who's done a couple of remixes for Small Black, including an amazing remix version of Despicable Dogs. I'm not a big fan of remixes, but it sounded great what I've heard. That'll be at it'll be at the Media Club on March 30th, so you should check that out. So here we go. Here's Wild Nothing with Summer Holiday, and following that, Small Black with Bad Lover.
IHER is super popular. We've partnered with great local businesses to bring all our friends discounts in their communities. Say you like to kick it in kits. Show your friends of CITR card at Canterbury Tales Secondhand Books, Rufus's Guitar Shop, Prussian Music, The Eatery, Grindhouse Video, Fresh's Best Salsa & Co., Roy Shoes Limited, Vaz Boutique, Sage Natural Wellness, Gumdrops, Spank Shoes, Banyan Books, and the UBC Bike Kitchen, and save. So become a CITR member, get a free friends card, and feel the love.
Well, I wanna be your old lover. I wanna be your man. I want you to understand.
All right, we're back. You'll notice there's longer pauses than normal between songs and ads. That's because I'm terrible at working the board. Typically, I sit on the other side of the board. All I typically do is just talk into the microphone, and Mbot does absolutely everything else. Now, pressure's really on, and you'll notice there's some lag time, so I do apologize for that. I'm doing the best that I can. All right, so you just heard Small Black with Bad Lover. That is from their self-titled EP, Small Black EP. And before that was With Nothing with the track Summer Holiday from their upcoming album Gemini, which is on a label called Captured Tracks, which is the first I've heard of this label. Okay, up next will be Joanna Newsom. I'm sure you know, or maybe you don't. This is news to you now then. Joanna Newsom has a new album coming out at the end of this month on Drag City, the same label who put out her first two albums. And in between there, I think there were some EPs. The name of this track is 81. This was the first single, if you can even call it a single, because I don't think it has a physical format. I think it was just released off of Drag City from their website. But this is the first single off of her upcoming 3LP album, which is called Have One On Me. I'm not totally sold on this yet. This track, I think, sounds great. It sounds a lot folkier than her last album certainly did. But I don't know. The other two tracks, they sound good. It sounds like it's going to be really eclectic and fairly diverse. But this one actually sounds a lot like Vashti Bunyan to me, who I really like. And I know she's a big influence on Joanna Newsom's music, but I don't know. I'm totally on the fence about it. If only because the last couple years since the Ease album, Joanna Newsom's become this kind of like fashion icon. And any news about this album that like didn't get leaked, but that Joanna talked about prior to when Drag City like announced it coming out, was all from fashion magazines, and every photo that's plugging it, and it's all her looking a little bit too sultry and too sexy. I don't know. It might be just her embracing her womanness or something like that. Yeah, Eltron's all about it. She just gave the thumbs up. To me, I don't know. Maybe it's a natural progression thing, but I'm not sold on it yet. So we'll have to see. Whether it's justified based on how the music sounds, then great. I understand it as like a concept. If not, Joanna Newsom, her knowing that she looks sexy is problematic to me for some reason. Anyways, this the track is 81, as in 1981, which is the year before I was born. And then after that will be new Owen Pallett. Most people know Owen Pallett as Final Fantasy. He ended up dropping that moniker. I was never crazy about it. It seemed video game ridiculous to me. So I'm glad he's taken that. He's decided to go with Owen Pallett, which is his actual name. The album's called Heartland. It was released on Domino. It's been like a long time. Apparently it's been 3 or 4 years in the making. I'm going to play the opening track off the album, which is called Midnight Directives. The album sounds great. It sounds like the work of somebody who's been laboring over it for 3 or 4 years, which typically I'm not so crazy about. But it sounds really good, and it sounds very unique. It sounds a lot like what came before it from him, so it's not a total departure or anything like that. Yeah, so let's get into it. This is Joanna Newsom with 81, and following that is Owen Pallett with Midnight Directives.
I found a little plot of land in the Garden of Eden. It was dirt and dirt is all the same.
Left my daughter and wife, called away into such a sad boy. Now I know I was wrong. Since you came along, I can see how content I'd be. It'll drive a man crazy to age from the outside in. But I have a plan, it's a trick with the prick of a pin. Ooh, and as the cutlass came down on a Saturday night, left an unplanted field, left my daughter and wife, called away into service for a clerical life. Left an unplanted field, left my daughter and wife, for a man can be bought, and a man can be sold, and the price of a 100,000 and what it sells.
Vancouver 2010 Cultural Olympiad, presented by Bell, is thrilled to present a concert event for the ages. Hal Wilner's Neil Young Project, February 18th and 19th at the Queen Elizabeth Theatre. An all-star tribute to Canadian rock legend Neil Young, featuring Lou Reed, Ron Sexsmith, Iron and Wine, Joan as policewoman, and members of Broken Social Scene. Hal Wilner's Neil Young Project, February 18th and 19th. Tickets at 1-800-TICKETS and tickets.com. For more info, visit Vancouver2010.com/Culture Olympiad.
All right, we are back. Let's get another mic in here. All right, here we go. So you are listening to All Awesome in Your Ears on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you, Eltron. You just heard Owen Pallett with Midnight Directives from his album Heartland, which just came out on Domino, an excellent album. And before that was Joanna Newsom with 81 from her upcoming album Have One on Me, out on Drag City. I think it's the 21st or the 22nd, something like that, of this month. And that should be a good one. All right, up next is a new Canadian band. I haven't heard, outside of this and one other track, I haven't heard much from them, but they did get some attention from Pitchfork recently. They're called P.S. I Love You, which is fitting on Valentine's. And the name of the track is Face Love. And this was released off of I think it was a two-side, like a 7-inch split, which was All Your Songs and Face Love, Face Love being the B-side on that. This one, I mean, the vocal delivery of it sounds an awful lot like Alec Ounsworth, who's, or most people know from Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah, and who has since had two, or one solo project, another one with like kind of a new band called, I think, Mo Beauty or Mo Blues, I can't remember which. Which both released on Anti. I don't care much for either of them, although I really did like Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah's first album. I find the his vocals are very similar to that. And the rest is just rock. They totally just rock out. There's an awesome little face melting guitar riff there. And it's a good one. They're from Kingston, Ontario, and I'm sure they'll do a lot this year. And after that, will be a new-ish track by The Knife. They recently released just digitally on their own site. It's the music from an opera that they provided the music for. It's called Tomorrow in a Year, and it's based off of, the theory of evolution and natural selection based on Darwin's On the Origin of Species, in collaboration with, what are they called? Mount Sims and Planning to Rock. The three of them made the music for it, and then the performance itself was an art group called Hotel Proforma. I think the opera was quite a while ago now. I think it was maybe even like a year or even 2 years ago now. But they're just kind of releasing the music from it, and it's amazing. It sounds really good. It sounds like an opera in many ways. It sounds like The Knife in many ways. It sounds more and more like the Knife as the album progresses. And this is the second to last track on the album, which is called The Height of Summer, which is the most Knife-ish of all. It's also one of the shorter songs, which is why I chose to play it tonight. So let's get into it. This is P.S. I Love You with Face Love, and after that, The Knife with The Height of Summer.
Suddenly, I What might one hear when listening to an episode of Mondo Trash Show with Maxwell Maxwell on CITR 101.9 FM?
I love you so much, Madonna.
Sundays at 9 o'clock in the evening.
And that's why I'm going to kill you.
Sundays at 9 o'clock in the evening.
Look at this muscle, man. Oh, God, it's so beautiful.
I'm calling the police now!
Hey, I'm Maxwell Maxwell, and every Sunday at 9 p.m. on CITR, I play electro and indie rock, and I give away free concert tickets, and you should totally listen, because it's pretty cool.
Whoa, that ad. Gee whiz. All right, you're back with us. You just heard The Knife. That was The Height of Summer with... That was just The Knife with the track The Height of Summer from the album Tomorrow in a Year, which just exists, I think, digitally right now, and it's getting released, I think, next month on Rabid Records, which is The Knife's own record label. And before that, you heard P.S. I Love You with the track Face Love from the All Your Songs Face Love split 7-inch. I hope you like them. All right, this is our... this might not actually be our the last set of the evening. I might be able to squeeze in another track or two. Considering it is Valentine's and I was going to be on my own tonight, I asked the lovely Eltron if she wanted to play some tracks at the end of the show. And she picked the next two I guess Valentine's songs for me. I think these are songs that remind her of me. And that's kind of, I just ripped that off of the title of one of the songs, actually. But we're going to hear Bonnie Prince Billy with the track You Remind Me of Something, The Glory Goes, from his excellent, excellent album Lay Down in the Lights, which was released a couple years ago now. After that is going to be The National with the track Slow Show from Boxer. We played a lot of both artists or band and artist on the show before. So these are two other great tracks that we have yet to play, and it's a little Valentine's dedication to myself, which is nice. The National have a new album that's coming out actually this year, me and Eltron are both hoping that they're going to play Sasquatch this year because we're going to get our tickets tomorrow. So far, the headliner is just Pavement, which is enough to get me there anyways. But I know other bands are playing as well, so it'd be nice to see them too. And if it ended up being The National, that'd be great. Which I should mention, I went to Sasquatch 2 years ago and The National's bus broke down, or they had problems at the border or something like that. And I had to choose between seeing Modest Mouse on the big stage or The National on a small stage to close the show. And I went with Modest Mouse. I hadn't seen them before. I still think it was a wise decision, but it still kills me that I didn't get a chance to see The National. So hopefully they'll play again this year. And it looks like this upcoming tour, they're skipping Vancouver, so it seems like Sasquatch could be the only chance. So here we go. This is Bonnie Prince Billy with You Remind Me of Something, The Glory Goes. And after that, The National was Slow Show.
Seek it, reveling in midnight clothes among the wicked, picking scabs from off their skin and rolling wholly deeply into the rhythm called the song that does not end. You remind me of something, the song that I am, and you sing me back into myself. When I wake, when I'm sleeping, the song is a man and a woman and everything else.
as they go. She does not condone the actions that I do that she don't know. She swears nightly before resting that I give her soul a testing when I sing the song that does not end. You remind me of something, a song that I am, and you sing me back into myself. When I wake, when I'm sleeping, this song is a man and a woman and everything else. It's been years since I found it, I still go where it pounded. My ears pressed to the chest of that one woman song. She adores me, she ignores me, and I revel on in wonder at something so sweet and so long. I like the places where the night does not mean an end, where smiles break free and surprise is your friend, and dancing goes on in the kitchen until dawn to my favorite song that has no end. Remind me of something, a song that I am, and you sing me back into myself. When I wake, when I'm sleeping, the song is a man and a woman and everything else.
I love you. saw you. You know I dreamed about you. I missed you for 29 years.
We're back. Oh, okay, good. We're back. So that was the two song Valentine's set, I guess, from Eltron to me. And that was The National with Slow Show, which is such a beautiful song, off of Boxer. And before that was Bonnie Prince Billy with You Remind Me of Something, The Glory Goes, from Lay Down in the Light. Stay tuned. Mondo Trasho with Maxwell Maxwell is next. Speaking of which, Maxwell just called, I guess, with the buses being as they are with the Olympics. He's a little bit behind, but he should be here soon. I think I'll probably just put on some music, but I'll introduce that all on its own. And following that is Transcendence with DJ Smiley Mike. So that is the end of the show tonight. Transmission number 39. It was just me, not totally on my own. Eltron was here giving her love, but she gives a thumbs up. But it was just me on the air, really. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. Hopefully MBOT will be with us in 2 weeks' time for the next transmission, but we will see. All right. Have a good night, guys. Happy Valentine's. And we'll see you in 2 weeks. Bye.
End transmission. Good.
That sound okay?
Yeah.
Oh, we're back. Just like that. Yeah, like I said, Mondo Trasho is it's starting now. It's just not with Maxwell Maxwell quite yet. I think what I'm gonna do is let's hear some Neil Young, shall we? I know he has his tribute concert coming up soon with everybody on the face of the earth, including Lou Reed. This is I think the station recently got this. This is Dreamin' Man Live from 1992, which I suppose is a live album of 10 tracks, starting with Dreaming Man, appropriately. So enjoy some Neil Young.
The feeling behind this form. There's nothing literal in here. I'm a dreaming man. Yes, that's my problem.